Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the teachings of Rav Kook on Maseches Shabbos in the Ein Hayah, on page 72 of his Ein Hayah, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Nav Chav Gimel. And the shir should be L'schus Rafua Shleima for Moshe ben Michal Avigail and for Daniela Masha bas Yizkarocho b'soch Sharcho Yisrael. And for Toib Yehudis bas Temagasi as well, b'soch Sharcho Yisrael. The Gemara is talking about what bracha to make on Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says, "Mayim bevarich, what bracha do you make?" And the Gemara's answer is, "The bracha you make is Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah." At Kan Divrei Gemara that we're going to be discussing. So Rav Kook here launches into a discussion about the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvos. Why we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah? You ever think about that? You do a mitzvah and you make a bracha. Why? So the Rav says that every mitzvah definitely has a good tachlis, a good purpose. Bein lechlala, both in general, kolomer shemitziyut ha-mitzvah tif'ol bevadai bechlal heyota v'kiyuma ha-ma'asi tachli tova b'mitziyut. You should just know that a mitzvah has a good influence on all of the mitzvahs, on all of the reality. Every time you do a mitzvah, you've brought good into the world. Because that's what mitzvahs does. Just the mitzvahs of the mitzvah brings good into the world. So we should know that in general. And then we should also know that every specific mitzvah we do is part of that greater good. The idea of a mitzvah in general is that a mitzvah brings good into the world. And every specific mitzvah we do brings that specific good into the world. Not only the general positive influence of a mitzvah that we know about, but every mitzvah has its own unique effect on the world. Omnam yoter tuchal ashkafa l'trachev l'dun al oto tova klali sheyetzei mikoach ha-mitzvah b'tzad tzerufa al klal ha-mitzvot kulan shehu tachlit nesgava v'adira asher ein lahariach rov hadara. However, one's attitude can be expanded to discuss and judge that general good that will emerge from a mitzvah when it is combined and connected to all of the mitzvahs. And we cannot imagine what all of the mitzvahs put together, what great good they bring into the world. So look at klal ha-mitzvahs kulan. And that's a tachlis nizgava, that's the sublime purpose. And we can't, asher ein laharech rov hadara, we can't possibly assess the great glory of the klala mitzvahs kulan. Wow, all the mitzvahs. Now, before lu b'maisa, ha'adam mugubo v'lo yucha lahachnis el chug ma'aseyu, kiyum es chiyuvo mitzvah, so apratis l'fi matzavo v'shaito. When you're doing a mitzvah, you can only do this specific mitzvah. Right now I'm putting on my tefillin. So how many mitzvahs can I do now? I'm completely focused on the laying of my tefillin. One second, that's all in the realm, in the world of practice, of action, of deed. However, in the world of ideas, a person is completely free. He's completely unfettered. And a person can elevate himself to the highest glory of the ultimate purpose, Shetia ba bebeir al yedei kivutz klal hamitzvus kulan b'chol itim v'atkufos. In your mind, you can somehow try to connect this mitzvah to all of the mitzvahs and all of time and all of history. Shezot hamitzvah shehu oseh ta'achshav hinotelet bazeh vaday chelko. And this mitzvah is part of that beautiful mosaic of all of the mitzvahs that have ever been done in history. Wow, this will really elevate a person's spirit when he sees that this is only one mitzvah and I can only do this one mitzvah right now. But look at what it's connecting to. It's connecting to so many other mitzvahs throughout history. And this will inspire a person, lasos es ha-mitzvah b'kedushas nefesh gedoyla. You're going to do the mitzvah with great holiness. Ve'ahava rabba v'nizgava. And great and sublime love. Zoti amatara shel birkot hamitzvot. And that's the purpose of birkas hamitzvot. Shemashvim anu lefaneinu b'chol ma'ora prati es habracha shel hakdusha shel klal hamitzvus kulam. We connect to this deed that I'm about to do now. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav. God sanctified us with his mitzvahs. So we're thinking of the kedusha of all of the mitzvahs that have ever been done. That's a completely new way of making a bracha. It's not just this mitzvah, if a person pays attention to his bracha b'chlal. But it's not just that once he pays attention, he thinks, okay, said you sanctified us with your mitzvahs, now I'm lighting Ner Chanukah, now I'm putting on my tzitzis. No, more than that. You sanctified us with all your mitzvahs. So in my mind, this mitzvah is just one of many, many billions that have been performed in history. And they're all connected and they're all holy. And all together, the sum total of all the mitzvahs, imagine how much kedusha there is. And that's what I'm doing when I'm saying birchas ha-mitzvahs. I'm talking about the sum total of all the kedusha of klal kol ha-mitzvahs kulan. All the mitzvahs God gave us in the Torah and all the mitzvahs that have ever been done. And God sanctified us with those mitzvahs. So that's the purpose, before we even get into the bracha. Just that's the purpose of a bracha. Shemashvim anu lefaneinu b'chol ma'ora prati et habracha shel hakedusha shel klal mitzvot kulam. Just to know that there's kedusha in all the mitzvahs. There's kedusha in all the mitzvahs that have ever been performed, and this is one of them. Continues the Gemara, Mevarech, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So now Rav Kook has all made an Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. And next he's going to get to lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. המטרה של כל המצוות כולן היא שיביאו השחיים כולם למדרגה היוסר נעל. The purpose of all the mitzvahs is that they should bring one's entire life to a higher level, to a higher plane. למדרגה זו שראויים יהיו החיים להיות תכלס עצמס, to a level that the life itself should be its own purpose. The purpose of life should be life. החיים אהובים שהם מלאים פגומים וחסרונס הם ראויים כלל. The life that we have now, which is filled with inadequacies and with lackings and with blemishes and with problems, it is not at all fitting that they should be the purpose. You think this is the purpose, this miserable world, where so many people are sick and so many people are hungry and so many people are suffering? Lo yachol liot. That's the ultimate purpose of the mitzias. And al korchach atachai. Nobody ever asked us if we wanted to be here. We were just sort of put here, whether we like it or not, in a situation which we could, maybe we like and maybe we don't. So the Chayim Ahovim, the present life, that can't be the matara of all the mitzvahs. That can't be the purpose of reality. Amnam. Ma'avarhu ha'uvel atid. The present is a bridge to the future. Right now, life is a means to an end. Eventually, life is going to be the end in and of itself. If they're going to be so pleasant, life is going to be filled with such wisdom, with gvura, with strength, with tzedek, with justice, with happiness and with pleasure. Hamitzvos shehein aruchos kekabim yisharim hamovilos el hachayim laosa hamatara shehiya kedusha. The mitzvahs that are like straight lines that bring one to that purpose, which is holiness. Ka'asher biyarnu, as we explained earlier, geder hakedusha sheino emtzei kiim tachliti. Kedusha is not a means to an end. Kedusha is an end in and of itself. That already sanctifies your life now when you connect to life in the future, which will be an end in and of itself. In other words, right now life is just a means to an end, but if you connect your life to the end, where life itself will be valid, will be meaningful, will be its purpose, that also sanctifies our lives here. Hakedusha shebnuya al pi ha'atid ha'yoter elyon shel ha'chayim yi'afshar shetitkonen ki'im al pi mitzvot Hashem. The kedusha that's built on the more elevated future of life, on the lofty future that we see for life, when life is going to be an end in and of itself, can only be established al pi mitzvot Hashem. Who can possibly imagine and envision the depth of the glory of a life of complete purpose, where life, the purpose of life is life? We're filled with foolishness. Our eyes are covered. And we can't recognize the glory of holy life in their very truth. We certainly can't see the threads that connect the very blemished present with the perfected future. We can't even desire the madrega of such a world of such holiness, because we can only desire something which we can comprehend. And we can't comprehend what the future is going to be like. And therefore, emuna, faith, is going to fulfill, is going to take the place of intellectual knowledge. But the emuna itself is going to be founded upon a intellectual basis. We know that before God is already clear the highest, most sublime purpose of life. And the godly purpose we know is connected to the most glorious goal that life can possibly reach. And based on that purpose, mitzvahs are founded. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Daled Vav, I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no God. In other words, the mitzvahs come from God, who is eternal. And we find the ultimate purpose of Kedusha, and not the purpose that is envisioned by our very weak perspective. In other words, sweetest friends, to put in English, what I'm understanding that Rav Kook is saying is that we don't chap, we don't understand, we don't comprehend the value of mitzvahs. We don't know. In our minds. So, when we do a mitzvah, how can we appreciate the greatness of this mitzvah? The answer is with emunah. And the emunah is that we believe that these mitzvahs are going to bring us to a life where life itself is the purpose. Where it's not just a means to an end, but life itself, the very life, life in the world to come, that's the end. That's the means and that's the end. That's everything. Life in the world to come, that's where it's at. We don't see how the mitzvahs that we do now have the kedusha to bring us to that world, because we can't even envision such a world. A world that's so wonderful, that's so pleasurable. So then what can we do to fully appreciate the mitzvah? The answer is to put it in God's hands and say, God, you know how this mitzvah is going to make me holier, and it's going to bring me to that world of complete kedusha, of complete oneg, of complete simcha. A world that has no pagamim, the world of shleimus, you know. And therefore, when we make the bracha, we say, Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav. God, you sanctified us. You gave us kedusha. How do you give us kedusha? With your mitzvahs, because only you can know how these mitzvahs bring us to our ultimate level of kedusha. We don't know. We don't understand. We don't see how it works, but we put it in your hands. Now, there is something logical. It's logical that God, who has no past, present, and future, it's all the present for God, God's not limited by time, He can see. So it makes sense that we should put it in God's hands. But ultimately, we have to realize that we can't understand. We can't understand what a mitzvah does. It's only God who understands. And that's why the Nusach HaBracha is, Asher Kiddishanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Makadesh us with your mitzvahs, because you understand how these mitzvahs bring us to that level of Kedusha, to that world that will be the Chaim HaTachlitiim. The purpose of life will be life, and that's the purpose of our life. And God, you see how this Maisa Mitzvah is connected with that beautiful world. So that's Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvah. Beautiful. So now we have the Mai Mefarech. We understand the purpose of the Birchas HaMitzvah is to connect to the Kedusha of all mitzvahs. Everybody, before they do a mitzvah, makes a bracha, and this bracha connects you to all the mitzvahs ever done. And it's also recognizing Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvah, that this mitzvah that God gave us, only God can know how this mitzvah brings us Kedusha, that we put it in His hands. He sanctified us with His mitzvahs. He understands. We don't understand. And the Gemara concludes, "Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah," to light the candle of Chanukah. So Rav Kook is bothered. Why lo neros shel Chanukah? We light a lot of neros on Chanukah. We light the second night 2, the third night 3, and the fourth night 4. Most nights there are more than one, 7 out of 8. So we should be saying Lahadlik Neros Shel Chanukah. Explains the Rav, HaChanukah Mushpat Mehatid HaYoter Na'ala Kasher Biyarnu Barot Chanukah. Rav Kook earlier explained why Chanukah is Lashon Nekeva. It should be Lashon Zachar. And he says that Nekeva is a Mekabelis, is a Mushpas. Nekeva receives. Chanukah, Chinuch, means that you're influencing the person in the present for the future. That's education. Chanukah is also a Lashon of education, but it's passive. It's not that this is going to affect the future. It is affected by the future. And the explanation is that since this was in the Makom HaMikdash, which is God's eternal resting place, this miracle is mushba by all the great future of the Beis Hamikdash, the third Beis Hamikdash, and everything wonderful that's going to be there. That's Chanukah. Azeg mor b'shir mizmor Chanukah samizbeach. What started now at Chanukah time is going to finish with the ultimate Chanukah samizbeach. So it's mushba me'asid. Himitzayeres is called Ma'oros Vapratim Shitzrichim Lahar Buma. It pictures all of the specific lights that should shine on the nation, or HaTere, or HaNevuah, or HaChochmah, the light of Torah and prophecy and wisdom, or HaTzedek of righteousness, or HaNevura, power, or HaSimcha, the light of happiness and Chesed, and the light of Ava. All of these lights of the future are already shining on the present. Shirak terem hukra tachlit al yonash al achayim nirim lanu harot harabim apratim kilu hem dvrim nifradim. Only because we don't see the ultimate purpose of life, these lights look like different lights, as if they're all different, as if they're separate, as if they're independent. וצריכים לפעמים להיות עומדים בפירודם כדי שלא תמחה צורת כל אחד מהם על ידי עירוב פרשיות. And sometimes they have to stand separately in order that they don't get mixed up with the other lights, that we have to see each light individually. ולפעמים הפירודים מביאים גם כן סכסוכי דעות. יש נוטה לאחד המאורות ביותר, ונדמה לו שמי שנוטה לחברו הוא ממעט סביונו של התור או אותו המאור החביב עליו, ושהוא מכיר ביותר ביקרתו. Sometimes people have fight about the lights. One guy likes the light of Torah, the other guy likes the light of Simcha. So the Torah guy's mad at the Simcha guy. What are you dancing for, my friend? Go learn something. And the Simcha guy says to the Torah guy, you're boring Litvak. What are you? Close your Rambam already. Go sing a Rabbi Nachman song and dance. And the Or HaChesed fights with the Or HaGvur and says, no. The Gvur is to go out and to do and to give. And the Or HaGvur is, that's what we should be doing in life. That's what the Or HaChesed says. And the Or HaGvur says, no, the true light is in holding back and is in self-control. So you see that the different auras can have machlokas, the different lights, and each one says, my light is the right light. ומתוך שכל אחד מתגדר להגביר ולהאדיר את הצד הטוב שנפשנו תהיליו, and since everybody tries to strengthen the good in, that reposes and resides in his soul, הכל מתבלנה והשכלולים מתרבים. So everything is built and the perfections are increased. So on one hand there's peirud, there's separation, even quarrels, sechsuchim. On the other hand, each of these lights is enhanced because everybody's focusing on what he thinks the most important light is, whether it's Or HaTorah or Nevua or HaTzedek or HaGvura or HaSimcha or HaChesed or HaAva. Everybody's focusing on their lights and the goodness that they bring to the world. However, HaPerudim Gam Kein Lo Yu Kayamim La'ad. Rav Kook is well known for his harmonization of many different seemingly contrasting ideas. He says, listen, these Perudim aren't going to be forever. Shrei Kozman Shiesh Perudei Deyot Ein Ketusha Mitbaseset Ba'olam. If there's too much Perudei Deyos, too many fights, Kedusha is not properly established in the world. V'ikar HaBracha Hi Birkat HaShalom. The greatest bracha, the Iker bracha, is the bracha of peace. V'hi Tetkayem Be'atid V'heyot HaAkara Brura LaKol Ki Kol HaMeorot HaPratiim HaKol Hu Ner Echad. The bracha of shalom is going to be fulfilled in the future when people see that all of the individual lights are really one light. Al kein lo nerot shel chanukah ne'emar ba'bracha shehi noset deya ad ha'merchak ha'yoter nesgav. Not ner shel nerot shel chanukah is said in the bracha because this bracha looks into the great, sublime, lofty future. Ad ha'atid ha'yoter elyon, to the most elevated future, v'ne'eratz be'oz Hashem, and valued with the strength of God. Ki'im ner shel Chanukah, one ner. The one ner is the uniting of all the individual neres. All the individual candles come together as one candle, and there'll be no more peirud ultimately, there'll be shalom. And that's so beautiful. That's how the Rambam, in fact, ends Hilchos Chanukah, that the whole Torah was given to make shalom in the world. Darchei Noam b'chol nesivoseh shalom, and that's Neres Chanukah. It's really Ner Chanukah. It's the light of peace. It's all the candles coming together for one big candle, one Ner. So you're right. We're lighting more than one candle, but the bracha of Ner Shel Chanukah is not only on this lighting; it's on the future as well. And in the future, there's only one candle, there's only one light. Maybe that's why Chazal made that to be Ikar Hadin. There should only be one, no matter what day it is. Me Ikar Hadin, there's one. Because that's looking towards the future. And it's saying that, hey, one day there's only going to be one light. All the different lights are going to come together, and we're going to see that it's all one light. It's all Or Hashem. So that's why it's Lahadlik Ner, and not Lahadlik Neros. So that is all. Those are all the words of Rav Kook. I just wanted to add my own thought, and that is that there's a famous discussion in the Acharonim about, this is more of a Lundische Gedank, whether the Hiddur Mitzvah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah, or is it something separate from the Mitzvah? And they discuss this with respect to Neiros Chanukah, and they discuss this with respect to Milah, when a person, there are certain parts that are Tzitzim She'ena Me'akvin. So if one, meaning parts of the bris milah, that if you don't cut them off, it's not ma'akev, part of the skin. So do you go back? If you finish the bris milah, do you go back for them, or don't you go back for them? So that depends on the shayla, according to many achronim, is the hid, it's only a hiddur. Is hiddur part and parcel of the mitzvah, or is it something separate from the mitzvah? If it's part and parcel and you already finished the mitzvah, why go back? If it's something separate, then beseder, you can still do it even afterwards. That's the shayla. I was thinking maybe it's Ner Shel Chanukah because you're not making a bracha on the Hiddur. There's also a big discussion about this. Do you make a bracha? That's depending on the Shiloh we mentioned. Do you make a bracha on the Hiddur? If you didn't make a bracha after you lit the first candle, do you make the bracha on candle 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? You already did the Ikra Mitzvah. So it could be that this Gemara is teaching us that that it's not. If the Hiddur Mitzvah will be part and parcel of the Mitzvah, then you would say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. You're making a bracha on all of them. But you say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah because you're only making a bracha on the mitzvah, and not on the hiddur, because the hiddur is a davar nifra. The hiddur is separate from the ikar mitzvah, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. You can only make a bracha on the ikar mitzvah, on the ner. But the hiddur might, the Gemara might be telling us, is not part and parcel of the mitzvah, and therefore doesn't require a bracha. Of course, according to that, if one would miss after one lit the first candle and he would light the other ones, he wouldn't make a bracha anymore. Because it's only a hiddur, and hiddur isn't part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's only something added on. So that was just a thought that I had, and I don't know if that's correct, but... Im shagisi titali mishugasi v'ashem atov yechaper ba'adi, as they say in the Achronim. That's my bad. In any event, we should all be zochem Yitzhashem to learn a lot more of Kisvei HaRav Kook, to elevate ourselves, souls, in this very physical, material world we have. It's a pleasure to learn somebody whose life was so devoted to Ruchnias and to Kedusha. And we should be zochem b'karav mamish to see that ner echad. Amen. Kein yiratzah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.